Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said when you're down and out, something always turns up. And it's usually the noses of your friends. Once again, we are pleased to be able to come your way with Bible meditations. Well, let's return to our study, and we noted a passage from 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 22, where Paul asked the question, do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? In other words, the conduct of man at some time is the kind of conduct that causes people to, well, go about thinking they're all right, yet at the same time they are provoking their very Maker. God is the Creator of all men and everything that is in the universe. While I'm aware of the fact that the infidel has tried for years to prove that there is no God, even his efforts come up with the idea that there is a God and one to whom we are amenable. That simply means that we'll account to God one day for the deeds done in the body, whether good or bad. Well, what if my deeds have provoked God? What a terrible situation that would be. In view of all of the violence and all of the, well, misconduct we see in our world today, it isn't hard to convince ourselves that God is being provoked all daily by mankind. Man is doing constantly the wrong thing, turning the wrong direction. While there are some who are trying to the best of their ability to please God, I would have to say that the majority of people in the world don't give that a thought. They think the other direction, I'll do what I want to do, I only pass through this world once, and so I want to get all the gusto I can get. That kind of conduct must indeed provoke our Father in heaven. Look at the condition that you have described in Genesis 19, when the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah had become so exceedingly wicked, they were open in their wickedness, and they didn't even try to hide or cover up their ungodliness. Doesn't that remind you of something today? Well, very obviously, they provoked God. And so the city was destroyed with fire and brimstone because of the sin that they were guilty of. To be sure, there were those who were spared. Lot, and of course, came out of the city, some with him, but you know, Lot's wife even was destroyed because her conduct on the way out of the city did not meet the approval of God. Well, it's become very obvious that the conduct of man at times can provoke God and put God in a position where he is going to exercise discipline on mankind. Now, what I would like to do in our study this week is to point out to you some things we do that must indeed provoke our God. Well, first of all, continuing in sin after we have learned that there is a way out of it, and we have seen what God has done to provide a means of salvation, must indeed provoke God. Now think about it. All of us are guilty of sin. Romans 3 and verse 23. Since we fall short of the glory of God, we stand sinners before God. But remember in John 8:21 and verse 24, Jesus pointed out that where he was going, you and I cannot go if we die in our sins. We die in our sins, we will not go to heaven. You know, it would be a good thing for people to keep that in mind today, wouldn't it? We hear people talking about someone who lived a very ungodly life. When they pass away, we'll hear somebody say, well, they went to be with the Lord, they're up in heaven, and they're enjoying the blessings of heaven at this time. Well, they didn't enjoy heavenly things when they lived. and so their conduct didn't please God here, do you suppose that all changed just because a person dies? Well, obviously, it takes more than that, and the fact is that people are guilty of sin. But if we die in our sins, we will not have the hope of heaven. Now, here's the problem. Man is guilty of sin. Man cannot provide the perfect sacrifice or answer for sin. Therefore, is man going to be lost without hope, or is there an answer? Well, the answer clearly is in Jesus Christ. Do you remember in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, the prophet of God said this to the people of Israel, "His hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that he will not hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." It becomes obvious from this passage that man is separated from God. But sin is the problem. Well, what's the answer to sin? John the Baptist said in John 1, verse 29, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." So there is an opportunity of having freedom from sin. The sacrifice that we need for our sins is in Jesus Christ. He's the perfect man, the one who lived here upon the earth without doing any wrong, and he becomes the sacrifice for the sins of mankind. Well, God gave his best, didn't he? He gave what is necessary to bring about our salvation. Can you imagine now, just for a moment, can you imagine, since God has done all of that for us, someone turning away and continuing in a life of sin? Well, it just doesn't sound reasonable, does it? The fact is that if Jesus died to bring about our salvation, we ought to appreciate that so much that anything Jesus commanded for us to do, we would simply do it. We wouldn't even argue about it. I wonder why we're living in a world today where people, when it is pointed out what the Bible says they must do in order to be saved, they argue with it. They decide, "I don't want to do that." And they have another plan, another idea. It reminds me of a statement Paul made in Romans 10, 1 and 2, when he said, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. They, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of God." Isn't that a description of what we have in the world? People not submitting to the will of God. They're going about to establish their own way of righteousness. Friends, it doesn't work. We appreciate so much your listening again today. I hope you'll be listening again tomorrow. And in the meantime, remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.